So, have you made plans for this weekend yet? Well, if you're in the Boston area, we have some great ideas for you from our weekly arts picks. This weekend, we have a mix of music, dance, and film. And here to tell us about it is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at the Weekly Dig. Hi there, Hillary.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. When you're in here, it means it's Thursday, and that makes us all feel good because the weekend's right around the corner. So we could all use that. So your first pick comes from the world of ballet.
Tell us
about it.
Bella figura.
Bella figura.
A beautiful figure in Italian. It is the most recent debut from the Boston Ballet. And it essentially challenges every single preconception non-dancers and non-ballet fans would have about ballet and about dance.
How so?
I caught some of the rehearsal footage, and these dancers do not look like they're doing pirouettes. I mean, they're not wearing huge sparkly tutus. It's not very pretty. It's not very, you know, it is graceful. But we're talking, you know, contorted muscles. We're talking women crawling on the floor. We're talking, you know, it's really dark and it's very mysterious. It's definitely ballet, not for the kids who are going to the Nutcracker. So.
All right. So you have yet to see that, but you're going to go this weekend?
I am actually going to the debut tonight. I'm very excited.
Okay, and that runs through May 8th.
Indeed.
Now, Hillary, your second pick.
My second pick is taking place throughout the city at multiple venues throughout the weekend. It's very exciting, and it's the Independent Film Festival of Boston. To just pull one movie out of this selection is really difficult to do, but there are a few gems in there. And the IFFB actually brings a bunch of international filmmakers and producers and actors to the city of Boston. And they debut works that aren't going to be hitting theaters for another 3 months. So it's really exciting.
Great. So a real chance for people to get out ahead of the sort of film pack, as it were.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. So what's the film that you want to talk about?
There are a couple. I'm really excited about The Future, which is Miranda July's latest project. And she's fantastic. She's brilliant. She's a great author, great movie maker. And that's going to be debuting on the 29th. And also Push Madison versus Madison is a documentary that's close to my heart because it's close to Boston. It's actually a documentary that follows a basketball team in Roxbury and their coach, Dennis Wilson, throughout a season. And it's you know, we have a lot of sports dramas that really touch viewers' hearts and they're humongous hits at the box office. Well, we got the real thing in Boston right now.
And we actually have a cut from the film Push, Madison versus Madison. Here are coaches Frank White and Dennis Wilson.
The kids we deal with are inner city kids, and there's a lot of kids at Madison Park who would probably have, you know, arguments with each other because they're from different areas of the city, like Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan. But when they're in a milieu like a basketball team, they all have to work together.
Break down. Who-wee. Who-wee. How you feel? How you feel?
So that's a clip from the movie Push, Madison versus Madison, which is going to be debuting this weekend at the International Film Festival of Boston. And Hillary, where do these films play?
They take place at a bunch of independent theaters in Boston, including the Brattle, the Somerville Theater, and I believe there are some that are being shown at the Coolidge as well.
And Hillary, your last pick sounds something like this.
Good boy Jack got his good boy wife, keeps frames on the wall, makes a pecan pie, but the fire's inside, keep him up at night, screaming if you're dreaming, and you gotta get going, get gone.
Oh, Hillary, I like it. What are we listening to?
We are listening to Kingsley Flood's I Don't Want to Go Home.
And where are they playing?
They're headlining tomorrow night at Teak to the Bears on Brookline Street in Cambridge. You can find them in Central Square. And come early because there are five fantastic bands on the bill.
Right. And you want to mention any of the other bands?
Sure. The Acre are releasing their CD Cerca Trova. We have the Bandit Kings. We have Pearl and the Beard, who are up from Brooklyn, and Ugly Purple Sweater.
All right. That's Kingsley Flood, among a bunch of other groups, playing this weekend at TT the Bears. And Hillary, I've actually got a pick myself. It comes from the world of music. And it's David Maxwell, the Boston-based piano man. He'll be playing tomorrow at the Regatta Bar at the Charles Hotel in Cambridge. And if you haven't heard David Maxwell perform, you should. He's a superb blues man who plays piano like no one else. He was influenced and studied with Otis Spann, who played with Muddy Waters. And on Friday, he's having a CD release party of his latest CD called Conversations in Blue. So let's go out on that. This is David Maxwell. The cut is called Marie off of his new CD. And for more information on this and our other topics, go to our website, radioboston.org. And Hillary, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at the Weekly Dig.
That's it for today. But tomorrow on Radio Boston, while Britain's royal wedding may look like a fairy tale to some, is it your fairy tale? We take a closer look at the kingdom of singledom in tomorrow's Love Letters segment. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.